All right, now how was that? You said if you cut a little place out, you cut a...
The gaps, I call it, to go by sewing.
A gap instead of a notch?
Well, you can say notch, too. Either one.
All right.
I never have done none of that. You just take scissors and cut straight.
You don't use a pattern?
I didn't when the children was growing up. I'd cut them out by guess most of the time.
That's wonderful. I couldn't do
but
that.
But now they use that to cut out anything. You know, they're using scissors and them that, whatever you call them.
Okay, what is the place along a large amount of water that falls straight down? You say like Niagara, you say that's
Niagara Falls.
Okay, you say that's a great big waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say it?
Waterfalls, I reckon.
Okay, and what are the different kinds of roads you might have around?
Dirt roads.
All right.
Just regular old dirt roads. Hills and up hills and red hills and anything else you call a road, it was dirt. Things is what we're having now.
And when they started, maybe the county or the government fixing the roads, how did they fix them first? Do you remember what they started doing?
They fixed them around towns, mostly like they got them now. But they finally got out in the country years ago.
And what would you call that kind of road that has been flattened out and smoothed out and has had a hard thing put over? What do you call that?
You mean in the dirt?
After
paved, you call it paved.
Okay. And what about if it has ground up stone on it, not hard and smooth, but a lot of little fine gravel, what do you call?
You call it gravel.
Okay, you say it's a gravel?
That's what we used to call it now. I don't know what to call it now. They give everything different names now.
Sure. What's that black stuff that they put on it that's sticky?
Tar.
Okay.
Well, I had to have tar put on my porch last week. It cost me $250 to fix that porch.
Sure enough.
It's from leaking.
To stop what?
Stop it from leaking.
Okay, and what about the little
don't
road?
You want a chair?
I'm fine. This way, I'm very comfortable.
Well, you could sit that up here and sit over here and get you more.
Well, I might go around in a minute. I just was thinking about getting the sit on the floor a little bit. What about roads around on the farm? What would you call them if it went from one field, you know, down to another?
That was just purely dirt roads. Okay. Nothing but just working around the corners. It was here and yonder with that. Didn't have no straight roads.
Okay. Would you ever say going down from the house to the barn, maybe down the lane? No.
No, I just said going to the barn because there was lanes now that you go in the pasture.
What's the difference?
For your cows and all, but just a barn around the house, you see barn.
Okay. And the lane, was that big enough to drive a wagon down, or is that just a walk down?
Well, it was big enough just wide enough for you to go get out of branch and drive them up that lane home. It wouldn't be as wide as from here to there.
Okay.
Just big enough to drive them in.
Drive the cows in.
I'm going to keep them getting away from them.
Okay. And, downtown, like this right here in front of your house, you walk down the, what do you call that, where you walk out here?
Sidewalk.
Okay. And do you have you remember anybody using a word for that little grassy strip in between the sidewalk and the street?
Mm-hmm. Bermuda grass can do that.
Uh-huh.
But I don't see no Bermuda grass here.
Okay. If you're walking along the road and a dog jumps out at you and scares you, what would you pick up and throw at him,
first thing I get my hands on.
It might be a
stick.
Okay.